Always be prepared to welcome Jesus. This is Father Scott C. Toller. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Friday, TGIF, thank God it's Friday. You know, every Friday can be a good Friday if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Why is that so important? Why do I spend time talking about this every Friday? Because if we don't accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, as I said on Monday, then we have to face all life problems by ourselves. If we don't accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, as I say on Tuesday, then why will we cast our cares upon Him? If we don't accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, as I say on Wednesday, then we have no reason to laugh because this world of ours is self-destructing. And if we don't accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior on Thursday, as I say on Thursday, why would you recognize Jesus as another person? Because then, if Jesus is not alive, if He's not your Savior who rose from the dead, then He's history. His body rotted away in some tomb, Jerusalem. So this is the linchpin, this is the foundation, accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. Now there's another reason what I want to bring to your attention, because, and I say this in one way or another every day on the program, the only Jesus people are going to meet in the flesh, and this particular day, is you. And to make that point, here's something is written anonymously. It's entitled, The Gospel According to You. Very clever. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are read by more than a few, but the one that is most read and commented on is the Gospel according to you. You are writing a Gospel, a chapter each day, by the things that you do and the words that you say. People read what you write, whether faithless or true, say, what is the gospel according to you? Do others read His truth and His love in your life? Or has yours been too full of malice and strife? Does your life speak of evil or does it ring true? Say, what is the gospel according to you? So we all write our own gospels, right? It's a gospel that we fill, hopefully, with truth and joy and peace, and where it becomes very evident that we have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. Now, today's scripture passage. It's from Luke's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 48. One verse. Jesus said to them, whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. There's that connection again, huh? It's a connection I really try to make on Thursday when I talk about the Jesus who dwells in us. We need to celebrate Christmas every day of the year. Oh, we celebrate it once a year on December 25th in a very, very big way. But we need to celebrate Christmas every day of the year. Because in us, Jesus is born. Through us, Jesus becomes revealed. By us, His gospel gets preached. With our arms, His love is extended in an embrace. With our heart, we have a heart-to-heart conversation, not only with Jesus, but those for whom we have a special love and a special intimacy. You know, sometimes I think we ought to give Christmas cards out like we would give out our business card. All during the year. Yeah, people might think we're crazy or a fool, but we're fools for Christ, right? It is so hard to learn to recognize and welcome Jesus. That's why I said at the beginning of the program, always be prepared to welcome Jesus. And as I often do, I will quote to you now that famous sentence by Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Jesus comes to us in many disguises, but his most distressing disguise is when Jesus comes in the poor. So we have to prepare ourselves. We have to go into training, like we're training as an Olympic athlete for swimming or to run a race or whatever it might be. We have to train ourselves to welcome Jesus when he comes, especially when he takes us off guard by coming to us in a homeless man and a child who's mentally or physically challenged, and a cranky spouse, and a fellow worker, an aggressive ball player, and we're trying to play basketball, whatever it might be. Training ourselves. That is so important. Because we neither, as Jesus said, we neither know the day nor the hour. That's not only, I would say, concerning when the end of the world will occur, but it will also, in this sense, refer to the way Jesus will come into our life. I want to read to you something that was written by a Franciscan member of the Third Order Regular. His name is Brian Kavanaugh. He wrote an article called "We've Lost Sight of Christmas." It goes like this. During the frenzied pace of the Christmas season, we tend to lose sight of the message and promise that Christmas heralds. So often, we're caught up in getting ready for this and last minute that's. We rush here. We push there. And practically run over people seeking that special gift which we really cannot afford. Could all this hurrying and scurrying be Satan's vengeance against God? Or his revenge against the Incarnation, the birth of the Son of God? Satan blinds us all with the glitter and gloss, sounds of bells tingling and cash registers jingling. We've lost sight of the meaning of the Christmas, the message of peace among all men and women, the promise of joy to everyone of good will. Christmas's true splendor is found more often in simplicity, simplicity rooted in awareness and listening. For as we listen more to the world around us, we become increasingly aware of the troubles and pain, the anger and strain that men and women suffer. It is the message and promise of Christmas which can bring hope to the little, the lost, and the least, to the bruised, the battered, and the broken. One of the greatest gifts we can bring to the world, bring to each man, woman, or child we meet during the Christmas season, is to practice random acts of kindness and senseless acts of beauty. I'm reminded of the BC comic strip from years ago in which cartoonist Johnny Hart has the character Wiley searching for answers to one of life's great questions. It is a question so simple and yet so timely. In the first panel, Wiley asks, "Whatever happened to kindness?" He then proceeds to write the following verse. Why do people go to the trouble to give other people some trouble? Why do they burst someone's bubble when they know it comes back to them double? Why do we go to the effort to hurt someone we actually love? Why can't we say something sweet instead of curt? A push only leads to a shove. Why can't we treat other folks with respect, with a smile or a kind word or two? Treat them with honor, the way you'd expect they should act when they're doing with you. Why can't we overlook others' mistakes? We've all surely been there before. Love and forgiveness is all that it takes to boot Satan's butt out the door. Clever, huh? So during the Christmas season, we need to give a gift that will last, a gift that will endure long after we are gone. We need to practice random acts of kindness and senseless acts of beauty. Go ahead, try it. It will be a shock at first. I'm sure it will astound others too, and I'm certain it will startle the world around you. Go ahead. Practice kindness anyway. The world could use a jolt such as this. End of the article. I think Father Kavanaugh has a very good insight into what our world desperately needs. We need to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. We need, when we wake up in the morning, we need to put our glasses on, our Christian glasses, you know. It's almost like Superman's glasses, those X-ray vision. we need to be able to see underneath the apathy or underneath the anger, underneath the hurry. We need to be able to see that this is a child of God. This is a person who needs to be embraced. That we're going to be Jesus' arms and Jesus' smile and Jesus' ear to listen to them. And Jesus' heart to reach out to them so we can love them. Ah, that is the secret, isn't it? TGIF, thank God it's Friday. Thank God gives us the capacity this Friday, to be able to respond to people like Jesus would. Who are our prayer partners? Well, yesterday I had you pray for the Pope. He carries a heavy burden. Now his advisors, that's who I want you to pray for today. I want you to pray for the College of the Cardinals. The cardinals who advise the Pope on very serious issues, to always keep the world attuned to what's going on in the world and to address world problems with solutions that come from God, from Scripture. That takes great wisdom on their parts. Pray for the College of Cardinals. Today's food for thought. Sadness is the devil's greatest weapon. Amen to that? Sadness is the devil's greatest weapon. All right, I promise you this is the last thing I'll say about atheists. I like this one. Let's see if I can make you smile. Don't you find it interesting that the Bible says that men made monkeys of themselves, but science says that monkeys made men of themselves? Get it? Evolution? Atheistic evolution? Somehow, I don't know, by this evolutionary leap, monkeys made men of themselves. The first part is much truer, isn't it? Men make monkeys of themselves. You want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Would you let me know you listened to the program? It is such a shot in the arm when I actually know that people are listening. And yes, send me your prayer intentions. I will take them to prayer. I faithfully will pray about them. I will storm heaven with you and for you. I'll be your prayer partner. And if you haven't gotten a copy of the newsletter yet, sign up for it. There's no charge. It comes out 6 times a year. It is the only place you will find my preaching schedule. Only place that I publish it. In case you want to come and hear me in person, or direct families and friends to where I might be close to them where I'm preaching, they can come and hear me. You can send me a check to support my ministry for the poor in Oaxaca, Mexico, my hospital. Make the check to TASH, TASH, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And take time to visit my website. I think you'll really enjoy my website. Go to Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com, and have a good time perusing it. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.